This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hackers have broken into U.S. federal agency networks, according to government officials on Sunday. The Treasury Department and Commerce Department were both breached. Now U.S. officials are trying to determine how big the cyber attack is and how the problem can be fixed. The FBI and Homeland Security are both investigating. The hacks were revealed just days after a major cybersecurity firm disclosed that foreign government hackers had broken into its network and stolen the company's own hacking tools. Many experts suspect Russia is responsible for the attack. Ultra-cool shipments of the newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan, on Sunday. They were transported via rapid air freight for distribution to regional hubs across the United States. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn told media outlet CNN distribution is expected expeditiously and as soon as Monday. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be first in line to receive the first round of the 2.9 million doses. Senior government officials, including some White House staff, will also have access to the first round of vaccines. Staff who work closely with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence would be among the first. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks. Italy has surpassed Britain to become the nation in Europe with the highest death toll from the coronavirus. Italy is also where the continent's pandemic began. Sunday, the nation registered 484 COVID-19 deaths in one day. This is VOA News. The Prime Minister of the African Kingdom of Eswatini died Sunday in a South African hospital. The Eswatini government announced Sunday that, without specifying the cause of his death, Ambrose Dlamini, Prime Minister of the continent's last absolute monarchy, was 52 years old. Eswatini was formerly known as Swaziland. Dlamini has been hospitalized in South Africa since December 1st, more than 2 weeks after being diagnosed with COVID-19. He announced November 15th that he had tested positive for the coronavirus that causes the disease, adding that he was asymptomatic and feeling well. He was then preparing to work from home until cleared by doctors. The Brazilian government has unveiled its long-awaited national vaccination plan against COVID-19 with an initial goal of vaccinating 51 million people, or about one-fourth of the population, in the first half of 2021. In a document sent to the Supreme Court, which had given the government a deadline to draw up the plan, the health ministry said 108 million doses will be available for priority vaccination of vulnerable groups that include health workers, elderly people, and indigenous communities. The president, however, is being criticized that the plan is not well thought out. Jair Bolsonaro has also been criticized for downplaying the virus and calling it a little flu. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has ordered a Christmas lockdown amid an alarming rise in coronavirus cases in the country. Under new emergency measures, all schools and non-essential shops across Germany are to close, and bars and restaurants will remain shut. In a bid to deter outside gatherings during the period, the sale of fireworks is banned, as is drinking alcohol in public. The only concession for Christmas is that up to 10 people will be allowed to meet indoors. Currently, a maximum of 5 people from 2 different households is allowed to gather in homes. Brexit negotiations will continue past Sunday. The European Union and Britain said they would ignore the self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations. Sunday was the original deadline. John Le Carré, the preeminent writer of espionage fiction in English, has died at the age of 89. Le Carré's literary agency, Curtis Brown, said on Sunday that he died in Cornwall, Southwest England, on Saturday after a short illness. The death was not related to COVID-19. Le Carré worked for Britain's intelligence service before turning his experience into fiction in works, including Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.